You know, I hear, see, and read a lot of things. And it was a day in 2004 that I came across an article which provided scientific evidence that supports a theory on the creation of Homo sapiens by aliens. Out of all the theories, I found this piece of evidence. And the man that presented that theory is Bob Dobbs. And part of the gift to all of us is someone who has lived it and is living to tell it. And so I couldn't wait to hear about what he sees for 2006. He can be reached at purple@tellurian.com, and that's TELLURIAN.com.
Well, you know, 12 months is nothing, considering we live 200 years every 12 months in terms of information input and pattern recognition. So I use a pattern, been using it for 4 or 5 years now, a pattern of the most important events over the next 5 years. So therefore, it may not happen in the next 12 months, but this is what's going to happen over the next 5 years. There is rumblings about this already, but here's what it is. The American forces will engage Iran, and therefore the Iraq quagmire will spread. This will eventually affect Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia won't be able to get its oil out, and then China's in trouble. China needs the oil. China has a big growing country, industrial complex being built there, millions of people. It's going to desperately need oil, not get it from Saudi Arabia, so they're going to look into alternative energy sources. About 9 different alternative energy proposals will be given to them. The Chinese will test them. They will pick Pons and Fleischmann's, what's known as cold fusion, and humanity will have a breakthrough. Finally, a country on this planet will implement cold fusion. That'll be around 2011, 2012. And the neat sort of esoteric level of this is that the Mayan calendar says that reality ends or something happens in 2012. Well, in 2012, we're going to start to have a fusion economy in China and eventually spread to Russia and Africa because they're not as embedded in the oil consciousness and oil structure, oil media that we are in the West. And the Mayans could not see how an energy-based society, which they only understood as friction-based energy, that would, once cold fusion comes in, which has more energy go out than goes in, so it's frictionless-based energy source, the Mayans could not see what kind of society that would be. They couldn't visualize it. No human society had ever had that kind of energy source, so their system bogged down in 2012, and that's why the calendar ends. So the breakthrough, the advantage of what the Bush administration is creating in the Middle East is going to, the apparent horror that is now, will flip into a major breakthrough, and in 100 years, 200 years from now, once this coal fusion economy takes over, and in 100 or 200 years, historians look back and say this was the moment when humanity finally became modern. It'll be the modern age will be marked as beginning in the 20-teens when coal fusion becomes implemented. A particular prediction for California, the recent peer-reviewed and published paper, Death by Medicine, is being looked at by the California Medical Board, and Alan Dershowitz, the well-known lawyer, is taking on a case in California, and he's using data from this paper, which shows that almost a million people die each year in hospital-caused accidents in medicine. This trial will be a big breakthrough for opening up to alternative forms of medicine in California, and hopefully it'll spread to other states, even though the United States itself is a fragmented country and there's different regional kind of atmospheres and biases. So I predict that this particular trial that Alan Dershowitz is engaging, helped by the great paper Death by Medicine, this fact will loosen up and create a better health system in California. So good news for California, but the bad news for Americans and everybody on the planet is that we're stranded in the Android meme. This year, 2006, will be the same as last year, and the same as the year before, and the same as has ever been in terms of information dominance, information tyranny, and information cover-up, and information chaos. We've lived in that for over 20 years. This will continue, and will be the depressing scenario until the breakthrough in cold fusion. Unfortunately, the United States will be the last country to get cold fusion, so maybe they'll get it around 2020, and that will be the biggest financial bonanza for those that own cold fusion. But once you bring in cold fusion and you have a battery that lasts for 10 indefinite 30 years, don't have to buy another one, the money economy gets shrunk. Its power and dominance in human history over the last, say, 2,000 years or more, that dominance and tyranny of the coin will have dissipated, and a more complex media sensorium, more harmonious sensorium will come in for all humanity to move to a glorious new beginning. I also predict that those that appear to be wealthy and in the establishment in any oligarchy in Europe or North America or anywhere else in the world will continue to have unhealthy lives, be plagued by disease, pollution, and the terrible food they must eat, and the lousy entertainment they got to experience, and the lousy sex they have, and the lousy cigarettes. Everything they have in their lifestyle will be depressing by any... will look depressing from anyone who's groove and got slack looking at the way they live. It's a sad fate for the establishment. Somebody's got to do it. Someone's got to do the work of the old abstract visual space, and it's no rewards there, just cancer, disease. And I recommend that most people move away from those kind of lifestyles. They don't lead anywhere. So the sad fate of those that rule is that now they're the last, and they're just garbage men holding on to a system that has no relevance. Of course, people will be still waiting on their edge of their seats for official contact with extraterrestrials. They will be disappointed this year. We're not going to have contact on the official level. When the Boodians leave a communication device on one of the space stations around 2026, so we've got another 20 years before that happens. So just continue watching how the crop circles mutate into ice circles, knowing the Boodians are making the real ones, which is about, 20% of them, and know that the symbolism that is in the crop circles, the cultural symbolism, the fractals, the Jungian archetypes, whatever one sees in those, that those are human-generated, and the actual crop circles, the real ones, have no symbolism in them. The real ones have no content, just a simple circle, and they don't work on a visual communication level. They work on radiating at another sensory level, and they are changing our consciousness. So let them mutate us and get us ready for 2026. As for new media and the archetypes they retrieve, it will continue to enhance the holopathic nature of media, the present what's called digital media, which I call the Android meme. Holopathic means a mixture of hologram and homeopathy. The media gets tinier, more user-friendly, and to the point where kids and people don't even think there is media. And that's true. So the archetype that's retrieved over the next few years in new media is back to the Garden of Eden and global ESP. The death of language, the option of voluntary ESP. That's what new media will continue to generate in the software world, though it will operate within the tyranny of the old visual space oligarchies, after image, until cold fusion. We're going to flip from software and its ecstasies into the ecstasy of an energy-free, free energy, frictionless-based society. And in 50 years, we'll have no disease. We'll have education for everybody. There will be universal opportunities for people to have jobs and roles. not based on race, sex, or religion. So it's going to be a great world, great century. It's going to be a great century, 21st century. So don't let them scare you. They're going to make it look like Armageddon over the next few years, but it ain't going to happen. It's going to be a new beginning. If you look at my chart, I emphasize Rai E, the original separateness, when we began on the astral plane. This is manifested by the hierarchy of what we call Earth and the hierarchy of what we call death in the astral plane. Since we're moving into a whole new experience, a post-Rai E experience, matter and the astral plane and the fear of death will fall away, and people within 100 years will know that reincarnation is the normal process. But when the earthquakes and tsunamis and natural disasters we're experiencing now are not man-made, they are natural. But what it is, it's breaking up the archetype of matter as it's been controlled under Rai conditions for thousands of years, and the crack up of that, adjusting to the new digital nature we're moving into, and the cold fusion, the new nature that it will bring in. So the very structure of matter is changing. Atoms will change. Alchemists will look like kindergarten kids compared to what you'll need to know to understand the dynamism in the new matter we're moving into. Because any form of communication changes our images of matter. But we're now at a point where we're not communicating to each other. We're inside the android meme, inside our personal solipsistic ecstasies. So matter's on its own. And so, therefore, nature's having a bit of an identity crisis and is being mutated. So, yep, lots of turmoil, and lots of us will get killed. But what do we got to fear? We'll just reincarnate in a better world thanks to the moves that Gurdjieff made 100 years ago. One of the features of this decade is we're in a post-information, a post-communication society. When something is obvious, like the fact we're swamped by information and we have our own choices, millions of choices to make, when something is so obvious, then you should know that the actions move somewhere else. And that action is that what is actually happening to us now cannot be communicated in any known cultural model or scientific or artistic model or media model. So in this situation, we are going to begin to realize that we really never knew the constituents of our reality, of our body, of our anthropomorphic physical. And that has always been a mystery. But we've always had cultures defined to us, and we create these cultures in our exploration and learning and probing. We now have realized we have four constituents: the chemical body, the astral body, the TV body, and the chip body. But as those disappear into the null and void of our situation in this decade, always symbolized by the White House. And what do we have in the White House? Someone who can't communicate. Perfectly resonant with where we are. So because we will have to realize, no, because we will be forced to look at the mysterious nature of reality that's always been, then engaging the mystery body will become the task for the next while. And what perfect energy system for that is cold fusion, which itself is a mystery. It creates more energy in output than is input. So the mystery body will become the problem, the quest for the next 100 years. So the search for God, the search for truth, will be actually the mystery of the search itself. That's what will be the new religion. The mystery body.
Wow, now what a way to bring in the new year, eh? I want to thank Dr. Louis Turry, Richard C. Hoagland, Stuart and Janet Swerdlow, Michael Cassett, and Bob Dobbs, and you for always staying up late. Now, hey, we have a couple minutes left, and so I just wanted to share something with you. It's out of this amazing book that I found called Your Forces and How to Use Them. It's by a gentleman, C.D. Larson, and all I have is that there was a 6th and 7th printing in 1971, so it's probably written in the 20s. In the proper use of the mind, therefore, these three essentials should be applied constantly and thoroughly. First, direct all the powers of mind, all the powers of thought, and all your thinking upon the goal you have in view. Second, train every mental action to be deeply and calmly positive. Third, train every mental action to be constructive, to be filled with a building spirit, to be inspired with a ceaseless desire to develop the greater, to achieve the greater, to attain the greater. When you have acquired these three, you will begin to use your forces in such a way that results must follow. You will begin to move forward steadily and surely, and you will be constantly gaining ground. Your mind will have become like the stream mentioned above. It will gather volume and force as it moves on and on, until finally that volume will be great enough to remove any obstacle in its way, and that force powerful enough to do anything you may have in view. And I hope in your view with some fearless love for 2006. And so, you guys, it's always an honor to be here. I thank you so much for being up late, and I'll see you next year. Okay,